Warren is on the line from Pretoria West, Mr. Mayor. Morning, Warren. Another Warren.
Morning. Morning, Martin. How are you?
Good and you, Warren. Thanks for calling in. What you're on the line with Solim Simanga, the mayor.
Okay, all right. Martin, I'm going to be very quick and precise with the mayor. Mr. Mayor, I've got a problem with crime. Yes. To start off, number one, Mr. Mayor, let's look at Brown Street.
Yes.
The drugs. I'm going to leave that one to you. We go to DF Malan, smash and grab. We go again to Fountain Circle, smash and grab too. Now, to summarize this whole thing, you've got CCTV operation that is so dysfunctional in town. How do you fight a crime when CCTV, the eyes of the Metro Police, is not working? Reaction unit was closed. And I don't think that you, Mr. Mayor, know about it. How serious are we in fighting crime and getting investment in our city when we have the spears of our city that's supposed to fight crime not working? Please just advise me on that one. And just to add more, Mr. Mayor, I've got a lot to share with you. Unfortunately, due to time constraints, I cannot devise more. Thank you, Mr.
Warren,
Mayor.
Warren, can I ask you a question, quick one?
Yes, sir.
Have you driven past the Fountain Circle lately?
At night? Yes, yes. Yes.
Have you seen all the lights that are now on that have never been on for years?
Mr. Mayor, they are.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We've cleaned. If you go to Fountains right now, that traffic, that big circle, the grass is cut, the bushes are trimmed so that we can have better access into the fields that are there. We are out on tender right now, and I'm sure you would have, you know, you can go and search for it, where we are actually looking at not only the repairs and maintenance and, you know, the upkeep of the cameras that are there, but we are actually looking at extra cameras that we want to install, not only in the CBD, not only in Pretoria West, but across the city, into the entrances and exit points of our townships, our suburbs, so that we can see who's going in, who's coming out, who's driving in with what, and all of that. So all of that is something that we are already on tender to try and correct.
But Mr. Mayor, I'm going to ask you one thing. When you're done with the show, please make a turn at CCTV Operational Center in town. Please do me that favor. And then tell me what you found there, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. Well, it's a fair request there. He's saying the CCTV cameras are up, but they're not working. So are you giving him the assurance that you'll make a turn there?
Well, I will. I will make a turn. But as I said, I know some of the challenges that he's raising about the CCTVs that haven't been functional in certain points, or that haven't been manned as they're supposed to be manned. I know there has been a move, a transfer from one a building to another in terms of the CCTV and the monitoring of those. So I know all of these challenges. But as I said, we are out on tender to try and rectify that. But I can tell Warren that I will definitely be going to check what's happening there.
Quick question from WhatsApp.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to find out about the roadworks on the N14 by the R55 interchange all the way to Dipsuit. I'm not sure if this falls under your jurisdiction, but do you have any idea when the roadworks will be finished? Because it's getting really long now. Thanks.
Yes. Well, it's a joint project between national and province and the city. It's the N14 and the M1. So, or the R55. The R55 being a regional road, the N14 being a national road. So it is a massive project that has been undertaken, and we want to apologize for the inconvenience. But you know, it's like when you're building a house and you're living in it, it brings inconvenience. But once it's done, you know, you have bigger space, you have improved, you know, a facility at the end of the day.
Did they give you a time that it'll be done?
I know that the Premier is pushing as hard as he possibly can to make sure that is finished. I cannot give you a deadline because, again, it's not entirely dependent on what we are doing at the municipal level.
Good morning, Sunet. You're live on with the Mayor, Solim Simanga, on the line.
Khanet. Good morning. Good morning, Martin. Good morning, Mr. Soli. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you guys.
Morning. Morning, Sunet.
What's your question
Good
for the
morning.
Mayor?
Well, thank you. My question is around Centurion. I'd like to know, do we have any chances of transforming that Centurion Lake area into a public park, perhaps? Because I drive past there constantly, and I work in that CBD, you know, around the Gautrain area, and the degradation of, I think it's the Hennops River there, And the stench there, it's quite bad at some stages. Do you guys have any plans to have that be revitalized again, to be, you know, a duo with the CBD again?
Well, there's a number of things that are happening there, Sunette. One is that we are already engaging with the mayor and the city of Ekurhuleni, because what is happening there is a downflow that is coming from the upper parts of Ekurhuleni, your Tembisa, you know, in the surrounding area. This is why you're seeing a lot of years. So what we are doing, and we're working with the developers around the Centurion Lake there, around the mall, the owners of that particular space, in terms of what we can do there. So it might mean that there might be some ecological shifting, if you like, where we're refocusing or redirecting, you know, the downflow that is okay, going to land up there. So there's a lot that is happening already there.
Okay, but Anfotio, it'll make a very nice parking area as well, don't you think? You just fill that lake up and it'll be
not a parking area.
It's not a park.
Can I tell you
parking
something?
Lot. Is that what you said, Sunette? Parking lot.
No, please. I need romance. I need a park.
Sorry.
I need to go walk with my baby.
Well,
please,
Sunette,
park.
Maybe to answer Martin, a parking has already been made across the lake. On the other side of the mall, where actually the developers themselves are saying they will pay for even a taxi rank.
Okay.
And we are in partnership with them, where they will develop a multi-story parking
across
and a taxi road. Yeah.
Thanks, Sunette.